I want to talk today about a Christmas wish list. When I was a little kid, I used to get out my paper and I'd write down a list of all the things I wanted for Christmas. Now, back in those days, when I was a little kid, when I first started making the list, I was about second grade or third grade or fourth grade. And at that time, my dad was stationed with the Navy in Japan and Korea. And we didn't have all the same stores that kids have today. So one of the things we always waited for with great excitement was the Sears toy catalog that came out. Any of y'all remember those? And we'd go through those and we'd read them and we'd mark down on our page what we wanted for Christmas. And do any of y'all still do a Christmas list? Anybody here have a Christmas list this year? Okay, now let's say that you have your piece of paper there, or if you're really ambitious, several pieces of paper. And say you want an electric train. Anybody in here want an electric train? Okay, Aaron wants an electric train. Let's say Aaron wants an electric train, so he gets his piece of paper and his pen. Do you use a pen or a pencil, Aaron? Okay, uses a pen. Do you use black ink or blue ink? Black ink. Gets his pen that writes with black ink, and he writes on the paper, electric train. Now, in your experience, when he writes the words electric train, does an electric train appear? No, why not? You mean just wishing something doesn't make it happen? No, it doesn't. Okay, so he writes the words on there with his pen with black ink, and then what's he do with it? Does he go out back into his backyard, dig a hole? I mean, he's good at, your family digs holes, right? He digs a hole, sticks the letter down there, covers it up, and that's what makes the train appear, right? Is that what we do with our wish list? We bury them in the ground? No. What do we do with our Christmas wish list? You give it to somebody. Okay, let's say, Aaron, what did you do with your Christmas wish list this year? Gave it to your mom. Okay. Did you get that, Annette? Okay. So, how many of you children made a wish list and gave it to your parents? Y'all ever do that? Yeah. Why do you give it to your parents? My guess is that you give it to your parents because you think they might do something about it. Is that right? You think your parents might go to the store or go online and order something or buy something, and then suddenly it'll appear Christmas morning. Do any of you have that expectation? So children make Christmas lists. Now, adults were a little different, some of us. Some of us still have lists of what we want. Some of us, it might be a new car or electric train or a new boat or a new hunting rifle or, if you're like me, a pile of books. But there's some people out there like my parents. Every year I ask my parents, Mom and Dad, what do you want for Christmas? And you know what they say? We don't really need anything. Any of y'all say that? And in fact, when we go to visit them, whenever we're there, they always try to give stuff away. Here, you want this, don't you? Here, take this. Get it off our hands. Giving stuff away. So as we move through life, we have different kinds of things that we wish for at Christmas time. Some of you, I bet, were wishing for rain. And you got it today, didn't you? And you keep wishing for it. Well, as we look at Scripture today, this story that Livia read earlier, we see a little picture, just a little picture of God's Christmas wish list. Here we see the shepherds, and the shepherds are out there in the field, and the angels come out and say to them, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to man on whom His favor rests." So at least one of the things that's on God's Christmas list is peace on earth. Now, if we back up just a little bit in the story, we see how that happens, how it gets to that point. What happens is, earlier in Luke chapter 1, an angel comes to Mary and says, "Mary, you're highly favored. You're going to have a baby. And this baby is going to be the Savior of His people. He's going to rule over them. He's going to bring the kingdom of God and rule." And how did Mary respond? Did Mary say, oh boy, yippee, let's do that? No. And there's baby Jesus. Okay, when the angel said that, did the angel say, okay, Mary, here's the baby right here? Is that how it worked? How many of you that have had babies would like it if it worked that way? That'd be so much less painful, wouldn't it? So much less work if you just hear you're going to have a baby and you just go to the baby store and here's a baby. That'd be so much easier, wouldn't it? Especially if they're already big and maybe potty trained. Wouldn't want to say they already eat too much. But here's Mary. Mary gets this baby inside of her. And have any of you noticed that once you get a baby inside of you, it takes a little while for it to come out? It's not poof, you're pregnant, poof, there's a baby. It's sort of like that wish list. Aaron writes, I want electric train. It's not poof, there's an electric train. It takes time. In the same way, for some reason, with God's Christmas list, it takes time. It takes time for Jesus to be born. And then here's the angels announcing to the shepherds, oh, your Savior is born in Bethlehem. Go and see him. And here's the shepherds. They go and see. And what do they see? They see a baby. Can you imagine any of the shepherds saying, well, yeah, that's a baby, but I don't really need a baby right now. I need a Savior. I need a king. I need a ruler. What good is a baby going to do me? Can you imagine them thinking that? And then maybe an angel pops back in and says, oh, wait about 30 years. For Jesus to grow up, for Jesus to teach, for Jesus to die on the cross, for Jesus to be raised from the dead. Wait, just wait about 30 years and everything will come out just fine. Do we ever get impatient with the fulfillment of God's Christmas wish list? Maybe so. But we also notice another thing in this story. In Luke chapter 1 and Luke chapter 2. For some reason, the fulfillment of God's Christmas wish list doesn't happen completely and only because God does stuff. The angel comes to Mary. Says, Mary, you're going to have a baby. Does Mary have to say yes? Does Mary have to agree to it? What would have happened if Mary said, no, thank you, Lord. That's not on my agenda. I'd rather finish high school and go to college and get my career established. And once I've moved up the career ladder a little bit, then I'll think about the baby idea. We don't see that. We see Mary cooperating, Mary responding to God's invitation. How about Joseph? If we were to read the story in Matthew about Joseph. The angel comes to Matthew because Matthew's all sort of upset because his fiance has shown herself to be a loose woman. She's pregnant, and he knows enough biology to know he's not the dad. He knows enough biology to know that these things don't just happen. But the angel comes to him and says, that which is within Mary, that baby is of God. God's doing something here. Joseph could have said to God at that point, well, Lord, I'd rather maintain my self-respect. Everybody's going to think that I'm just an easygoing guy that's just dishonored and shamed if I go ahead and take Mary. So find somebody else for her. But Joseph doesn't do that. Joseph says, yes, Lord. Yes, I'll take her, even if it costs me something. In each case, we see God inviting people to come alongside and join Him in what He's doing, to join Him in achieving and fulfilling His Christmas wish list. Did you know that God still does that today? God still invites people. Well, us in particular. God invites us to help make His Christmas wish list a reality. And just looking at what we see today, peace on earth. How many of you think peace on earth would be a good thing? Oh boy, that'd be a great thing, wouldn't it? We always wish for peace on earth. Whenever you're in a beauty pageant, the stereotypical thing to say that you really want is peace on earth. But what are you doing about it? Are you cooperating with God to bring peace? Or are you one of those people that when people slap you on the right cheek, well, you slap them back on the left? Or if you think somebody's going to slap you on the right, you do your preemptive strike. Punch them one in a kisser so they won't even think about it. You see, God gives us an opportunity to participate with Him, to cooperate with Him, to be responsive to Him as He seeks to bring peace on earth. Now, some of the time, that might seem a little awkward to us. It might be something that we're not really sure how to do. But after a while, as we keep saying yes to God, it starts to become our nature, our habit. Now, when Richard and Dennis were playing up here, I noticed, guys, that y'all didn't remember your music stands today. Was I right? Was I right? I didn't see any music stands? And I was right that I didn't see any music sitting up there? Wasn't there any music sitting up there? You memorized it. Oh, did you know you could do that? It's the same way as we respond to God. Did you need the music the first time you ever played it? Okay, they needed the music the first time they ever played it. They needed to know what the notes were. They needed to know how it flowed, how it fit together. It's the same way in our lives. Maybe the first time we respond to God, the first time we say yes to Him, the first time we cooperate in achieving God's Christmas wish list, we need some help. We need somebody or something to prompt us on what to do next. But the more we practice it, see, practice isn't just a musical concept, it's a Christian concept, it's a life concept. The more we practice it, the more it becomes something we live, something we are. This Christmas, I know each of you have a Christmas wish list of some sort or other. Might be long, might be short. But my challenge to you today is to say yes to God as He invites you to help Him achieve His Christmas wish list. Peace on earth, salvation to all peoples and all nations, hope, love, joy, all those good things we see given to us in Jesus. Let's pray. Father, we thank You today for the gift of Jesus, who is the source of peace, of love, of joy, of hope. Lord, help us each day know how to say yes to You so we can join You in helping to make Your Christmas wish list a reality, not just in the season of the year that we call Christmas, but throughout the year, in every season. We love You, Lord. Amen. In our closing hymn today, which if you'd like to turn to it is number 221, you'll notice in the fourth stanza that it talks about gifts. And in that fourth stanza, it talks about one of the things that's on God's Christmas wish list this year. You know what it is? It's your heart. If you're here today and there's never been a time where you've given your heart to God, today can be that time. You don't know how to do that? Well, what you do is you might just say something like, "Lord, I give You my heart." That's pretty simple. You can find your own words or use those words, or ask the person next to you if you don't know how to do that. Let's stand and sing now hymn number 221, and let's act out what it is we say we're doing. Let's stand.